You called, so here I am. It's a pleasure, so don't worry about it. On the phone, you sounded as if you were drowning in all that learning matter. And I know how much pressure it is. That's why I'm happy when I can help you out at least a little bit. How are you feeling? Hey, don't worry. You are going to pass that exam. I believe in you. You're smart, you're dedicated, and on top of that, I don't know any person who's such a lucky devil like you are. You'll probably get exactly the questions you were studying for. I'll be honest, for someone who procrastinates so much, I'm always surprised how you manage all that work. But remember, every time you believe that you are going to fail, and usually you don't, right? Okay, good. Another question for you. What is the worst thing that could happen? That you fail the test. Right. And what's the potential consequence of that? Exactly. Repeating the exam. That's not that bad, sweetheart. The fear is much worse than the actual thing. And I'm sure that you'll get it this time. But if not, that's okay too. In that case, you just try again. I wouldn't ever see you differently or judge you for failing a stupid exam. You are strong, and you would be able to deal with all of that. Even if it would cause you any problems, you'll be fine. I have so much faith in you. Honestly, to me, you didn't get a proper education if you didn't fail at least a couple of times. Stop that bullshit. You are not stupid. You're just anxious, that's all. You can't see the wood for the trees. In other words, the mountain only seems impossibly high when you look at the peak. But we'll start at the base and slowly work our way up, alright? You'll reach the peak in no time. Relax. I'm gonna help you, okay? You are so sweet when you're all grouchy like this. Come on, let's sit down. Show me where you're at. Look, you've already accomplished a lot. No, shut up. Nobody talks about my friend being lazy. Not even my friend. You did get a lot done, even if there's still plenty of work. How about this? You just explain to me what you understand about the topic. Great, you pretty much nailed it. Just write a little summary about the next topic, and I'll prepare some questions I can hit you with when you're done. Okay, ready for the questions? Sure, we can take a break first. Yeah, soda would be lovely, thank you. And do you have some of those cookies? Ones I love so much with the chocolate fudge. Thank you. Really? You always keep some for me? Well, I feel honored. Of course I help you. That's what friends do, right? I love spending time with you anyways. And I wouldn't have gotten the chance to see you for the next few weeks if it wasn't for helping you study. So, I didn't have much of a choice, did I? Did I make you uncomfortable? Well, your expression and how you started fumbling with your hands. I don't know if I've ever seen you that nervous. Is it because of the exams? No? What's up then? Is there something wrong? look at me that way. Oh gosh, you need to stop or we're not going to get any work done if you keep being so cute. I wanted to wait until you're done with your exams, but, well, maybe it's just the right moment now. I mean, I think that we both feel this, chemistry between us. Maybe I just read it wrong, I don't know, but I do feel it. And for a long time, I've tried to ignore it. Because I just don't want to risk losing our friendship, you know? You've been my rock. Spending time with you is inspiring. It makes me feel joyful and relaxed and hopeful that I can see you grow so much. Looking at you just being you. Sometimes happy, sad, sometimes angry. I don't want to miss any of that. When I'm around you, I become excited. I mean, I just can't stop smiling. And my body creates all kinds of weird, tingly sensations. Oh, I didn't think you'd look even cuter than before. Does that mean what I think it means? Come here, you. Gosh, that was so much better than I could have expected. I don't think that I'll be able to focus after that. I think you need to do some studying. But what about sitting in my lap and having my arms squeezed around you while doing it? I wanted to do that for so long. It feels so good to finally have you in my arms. Relax, you're gonna be fine, baby. I love you.